Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa, Maria, and Saroma. And June is the second of three water months in this historic year of the 2020 transit. And June opens the portal all the way, completely, for emotional cleansing and reconciliation. In the wake of the horrific murder of George Floyd, to which there is both national and global unification response, this is a month to feel and heal. My theme for June is clean up transferred pain, meaning the pain that has been transferred to you during your life. So through four broadcasts and accompanying videos, I'll provide psycho-spiritual and indigenous wisdom and guidance for recognizing, accepting, cleaning up the pain, beginning with tonight's program on pain from childhood. Now, just a reminder, when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen to the broadcast through your phone at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of this broadcast on Tuesday to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And you can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, or my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And of course, if you're watching this as a YouTube, you can leave me questions and comments in the comment section below, and I will respond. I will get back to you. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back as we go on an exploration of the inner landscape to discover and connect to our souls and know the true treasure being human. Yeah. Now, every week, I always start my shows off by honoring the ancestors. And tonight's no different, except that I'm going to actually honor the ancestors, the sheroes and the heroes of the civil rights movement, in recognition of the global protests that are going on in regards to the death of George Floyd. And I thought that it would be really wonderful for you to hear a small excerpt from the last speech of Dr. Martin Luther King. And so this is how I'm going to honor the ancestors this evening. So, you know, Dr. King was born in 1929, but what a lot of people don't know or think about is that he was only 26 years old when he received his doctorate from Boston University. And that was in 1955, and it would be 13 years later that he gets assassinated at the age of 39. So Dr. King was a very, very young man when he was taking on that civil rights movement leadership in the 1950s to 60s. Now, most people are familiar with the ending of his historic speech given the night before his assassination on April 4th, 1968. This prophetic oration was delivered in Memphis, Tennessee at the Bishop Charles Mason Temple while a thunderstorm raged outside, and it's been titled, I've Been to the Mountaintop. But here's an excerpt from the very beginning of that speech, which I find mind-blowing and like so, so right on for what is occurring in the world right now. So in his opening, Dr. King talks about having a conversation with God where God asked him, so Martin, if you could live in any of the times in human history, what would that be? And he starts off in Egypt and goes into the Renaissance. But each time, because Martin was, he was just a brilliant, brilliant speechwriter, and he did, you know, at times have support, of course, from other people. But it still was him fashioning the timbre and the approach to his teaching, preaching. So in this, talking about all these different places in his mind, he would say, but I wouldn't stop there. And so in this part, he picks up with kind of the last place that he would want to be. And he says, strangely enough, turn to the Almighty and say, if you would allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. Now, that's a strange statement to make, he says, because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. That's a strange statement, but I know somehow that only when it's dark enough can you see the stars. And I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way, are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up, and wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. Yeah. I just have to take some water after that. My throat got dry. I'm choked up from reading that because it's so pertinent. It's so in alignment to what is happening today. And it's Martin Luther King and, again, all the sheroes and heroes of that most recent civil rights movement in the 20th century that really have opened the way for what is happening globally. So ancestors, 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 we call out to you and we acknowledge you and we thank you for what you did to open the way, to open the portal to you as humans to be growing, evolving, and healing into a time on this planet when we no longer have a tolerance for the belief in disposable people. So thank you. Thank you for your guidance, your wisdom, and your love. And, of course, Creator, we ask and thank you for the blessing of the ancestors. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen. Ashe Yeho Asa, Ashe Gabisila, and so it is. Ashe. Wow. So I'm going to quickly skip through some elemental wisdom for this week and also about some highlight some astrological forecasting that's going on, because I do want to get to the meat of what I want to share with you tonight. But it's interesting that we are currently in a nature week. Yeah. All about what this welcoming change, right, as we are seeing. But beginning on this Wednesday on the 10th through Tuesday the 16th, we will be in an Earth Week. And here's the opportunity. It's about giving support. It's about paying it forward, being an inspiration. It's about offering assistance without expecting anything material in return. It's about demonstrating your ability to be generous, compassionate, considerate, and trustworthy. Invoke the generative and nourishing and abundant universal energy of love and of the earth element to be of service, in service, and of service to others. In doing this in a humble and balanced way, you will be gifting your soul with unconditional love. This emotional resource will serve you well as you continue to move through unexpected barriers to fulfillment of your annual commitments. As you comfort others, you will be comforted. And the distractions to that are complaining, expecting others to do what only you can do, and the fear of not being appreciated or compensated. So be on the lookout for that. Now, the following Wednesday, on the 17th, we will enter into a fire week, and that will be a time to embrace and practice forgiveness once again. Yeah, and I'll tell you, of course, all about that in the next broadcast and video. Now, just a reminder, June the 22nd is Earth Day, and I hope that you're continuing to cut down on your use of plastic, and of course, to cut down on your use of paper, including toilet paper, napkins, paper towels, all of that. Yeah, and even tissues. Remember last time I talked about handkerchiefs, using a handkerchief. And again, I ask you to go to the website, www.earthday.org, and become familiar with what is going on to help make this planet habitable for the seven generations that are coming after we are gone. Now, astrologically, June is off the hook. You know, May was really powerful, but June is pretty powerful, and I think we've already seen an opening of that in terms of the daily protests that have been going on for 10 days straight. We just had on the 4th into the 5th a beautiful full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Sagittarius, and Sagittarius represents that quest for freedom from all restriction.
Yeah.
Time to release deep-rooted, like childhood in the womb and ancestral pain, and to recalibrate, and that means to correct and fine-tune to get into alignment with your higher purpose. Yeah. So you may have had some stuff get pushed up, yeah, from the past, and some deep-rooted stuff, and hopefully you were able to feel and heal. That's my big mantra for this month, feel and heal. So coming up on June 18th, we're going to have a Mercury retrograde, and it'll last until July 12th. But the fascinating thing is that it joins four other planets already retrograde, which are Pluto, Saturn, Venus, and Jupiter. And then by the 22nd, Tune joins the show. Yeah. And that makes six planets that will be retrograde between the 22nd and the 25th of June. And that means they're going to be very close to the Earth with their energies. Retrogrades are a time for being still, for staying still, and going in. Yeah. You don't want to make any major decisions. You don't want to jump to any major conclusions. It really is a time to open up and learn something different and something new. Now, I also want to give you a heads up that at the end of this month, on the 30th, we're going to get another conjunction, meaning the two planets are really right across from each other, and that's Pluto and Jupiter, and, of course, in the sign of Capricorn, and that's going to be on June 30th. Now, the last time this happened was on April 4th, and we've got three of those conjunctions coming up this year. So the big message to that is we are not done with coronavirus, even though things are opening up. You know, restaurants and stores and things, you still have to be mindful that we are in the midst of a global pandemic. Things are really bad in Brazil still. Spain is slowly getting things under control. And here in the United States, it's a mess. So don't be fooled by perceived safety. Know the science and continue to do the practices that are going to not only keep you, but the people around you out of harm's way. Now, I know I've been talking about, I'm going to do a video on the astrological stuff so I can go into a little more detail with you, and I know I have to wait to do that because now I can just roll it all into a 2020 transit update and talk about what opened up in May and what is coming in June and even take you a little further. So I think that'll be a better way to do it. And so instead of 10 minutes, I think it's probably going to be about a 20-minute video. So let's get to the meat of the story. And this is so, so important, especially with what is going on around the world, something I didn't think I'd see in my lifetime, where, you know, people, especially white people, are actually being emotionally and spiritually intelligent in their response to the murder of a black male. Unbelievable, unbelievable. And so it really is a call for healing. And so this month I want to focus on cleaning up transferred pain. And tonight I'm going to give you a definition of that. Then I'm going to start with childhood pain as mama drama and or daddy drama. And then I will give you a personal awareness, opportunity, and challenge. My quote for tonight comes from Jean-Paul Sartre. If you don't know who he is, look it up. He is a French philosopher and an author and a critic and da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, very influential in his time. And Jean-Paul says, freedom is what you do with what's been done to you. Yeah, yeah. You know, in that statement, we get this kind of universal and cosmic truth that all of us are going to experience some kind of core wound. All of us as children are going to have pain transferred onto us because that's just the nature of our growth and development and ultimately our healing process. So when I talk about transferred pain, I want you to know that although physical forms of pain transferred onto you in childhood are very damaging to your psyche, okay? I don't want to dismiss that. But what I want to focus on are the subtle non-physical ones that will create and do create some of the thickest barriers to you experiencing your happy endings in life. And this includes repeated experiences of neglect, invalidation, disappointment, emotional withdrawal, yelling and screaming, and even smothering. Yeah, smothering is really a form of pain being transferred. So to clean up subtle transferred pain, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not an overnight thing. It really does take going through a process. And the first part of that process is that this pain has to be recognized. It has to be recognized. And again, it's subtle, you know. And so I work with people who believe that because their parents didn't physically hit on them and maybe never, you know, punish them with a belt or a broom handle, that, well, I didn't have anything bad happen in my childhood. But in talking with them and listening to them, we discover that they were horribly invalidated, and that's why they're having the kind of problems they're having in adulthood. And so that recognition of these subtle non-physical transferences of pain onto you in childhood will show up through unhealthy behaviors and practices and patterns that you may think, oh, that's just my personality. Oh, this is just who I am. Yeah. Nothing negative or dysfunctional is who you are. Those are behaviors. Those are ways of thinking. Their belief systems manifesting. And you don't have to live your life in that way. You don't have to live the rest of your life in that way because this is from pain that was transferred onto you that you then started to take on and own and believe that it's yours because that's all that children can do. Children don't have access to what we call abstract thinking. And abstract thinking is what I do beyond just the physical understanding of the world around me, okay? And children don't have that. They're in the process of developing it, but they don't have it. And so when something bad happens to them, they believe it happened because I'm bad. It's my fault. I did it. And so just like with physical pain being transferred, again, that subtle non-physical pain is also going to be affecting your life for a long time until you recognize it and take on the healing. Now, the first step in taking on the healing is to accept it. Yeah. And what does that mean? That means that you have to feel it. You have to feel it. You can't be in denial about it. You can't say, oh, I never got hit or I was never hungry, so I had a good childhood. Nothing happened to me. You know, having your basic needs met is one thing, and that's important. But if your emotional needs aren't met, that's a problem. That is a problem. So, again, being able to feel the pain and to sit in that pain is the beginnings of learning how to heal it. And the third part in cleaning up this subtle pain is you have to make a commitment to learn how to transform that pain, how to heal it, no matter how long it takes. Yeah. No matter how long it takes. So, childhood pain transferred through mama drama and daddy drama. Because, yeah, there's other ways that pain can come to you. And it could be caretakers. You know, it may be people in the role of mother or father to you. But it's about these primary caretakers that I wanted to focus on and share what I see as three subtle ways that pain gets transferred that's often overlooked. In other words, not considered to really be doing, you know, damage and creating dysfunctional and twisted belief systems in us that we then live out in our adolescence and our adulthood and on until we take it on to do something about it. To until we are believe that, no, this isn't right. This isn't who I am, you know, that you separate out yourself from the behavior. And so they are, one, unwanted children or an unmanageable amount of children, okay? So if you were in a situation where your mother and your father and or both or one of them didn't want you, or there were lots of children that needed to be managed and there wasn't enough help for that to happen, pain is being transferred. Pain is definitely being transferred. Another one is divorce. And, you know, what's happened today in modern culture with what's called co-parenting, children go and experience 1 week one parent's house and another week at another parent's house. And that is believed to be enough to, you know, really keep the parents happy. But children need consistency. And also, the breaking up of a family impacts children very, very deeply. And like I said, not having access to abstract thinking, they really believe that this is happening because there's something wrong with me. And whether they're conscious of that or not, that breaking up of a family breaks up their need for a consistency. And so different children will be affected different ways. But divorce is something really pretty serious in terms of how it will affect you having your happy endings in life. It should not be taken lightly or taken for granted. Yeah. And then the third one is dysfunctional family culture. And, of course, that manifests in a variety of ways, whether it is that there isn't a regular meal time, that there isn't family coming together and eating and having conversation and listening to each other and loving on each other, whether it is always being in a constant state of some kind of an emergency going on, you know, on and on and on. Again, the family culture in its dysfunction is definitely, you know, adults transferring pain onto children. Yeah. When children aren't considered to be the focus of the home and of how things are being managed in the home, yeah, that's pain being transferred. Because clearly, right, that's an adult who doesn't really have it all together enough to be able to provide, you know, the essentials of what children really need. So, having said that, I'm going to give you a contemplative exercise this week to help you uncover some childhood pain that you may not be aware of because it was subtle, because it was non-physical. And also, if you are aware of it, to encourage you to continue your healing. So here's the first contemplative question. What type of relationship do or did you have with your parents? Meaning if they're no longer here, they're no longer alive, if they're ancestral, really consider that. What type of relationship did you have? Next, what is the one dysfunctional thing that your parents or parent did to you that you can never forget? The one dysfunctional thing that you can never forget. Third, do you still feel the pain about that situation? If not, why not? Next, have you experienced a similar situation in other relationships? And last but not least, you're going to ask yourself, what will it take for you to commit to cleaning up that transferred pain? Now, as a reminder, the personal challenge will be listed in the box below my YouTube. I also will post it on my Wisdom Walk radio page on Facebook. And just a quick plug, if you haven't already, to my YouTube channel, please subscribe, like, hit the bell. Thank you very much. Okay. So this is the opening that I just gave you in childhood. And for the month, I'm going to go to the next level of growing. So we're going to do adolescent, we're going to do adult, and we're also going to talk about the ancestral pain that got transferred. Close out tonight, I want to first shout out to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Thank you, thank you, thank you, especially for last week where you supported me in case I wasn't grounded enough to do my broadcast, but I thank God that I was able to get it together. Going off script really helped, and I can't thank you again enough for your loving support. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, including my number one fan, Ms. Sarah, who at 95 years young continues to consciously heal the pain that was transferred onto her in childhood. Yeah. And to all those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and to Miss Juanita Roberson, who was so instrumental in making sure that I could do a workshop on healing family wounds last month with a follow-up yesterday. And Juanita, you rock. With everything else you have going on in your life, to be able to be a support to me, I am humbled and grateful, my dear. And to those who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your listenership and without you watching. Next week, I will continue my theme for June with Clean Up Transferred Pain from Adolescence. Yes. The book is The Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain. It's available on Amazon, on Kindle, and other online booksellers, including the publisher, which is Balboa Press. You can look them up. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a healthy and safe Earth Week. Remember, wear those masks. Practice social distancing and safe relating. If you go to a restaurant, stay outside or go to a place that has, it's really big and there is outside area and you've got fresh air flowing through. No need to put yourself at risk just to get a hamburger. It's not worth it. And also, most importantly, I want to say God bless all of the people who have put their lives on the line to protest, to send the message to the world that Black Lives Matter, knowing it opens the way for all life mattering, for humans to get to a level of consciousness where we are clear that we are divine and that we are not disposable. Remember that. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.